This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
A couple of weeks ago, it was revealed that part of Hillary Clinton's game plan was to try, to talk up the polls and make it seem like, show's over, no way you can win. Then, of course, polls for the most part right now are too close to call. Ultimately, though, do you think the polls that we've seen over the last week or two going back are wrong because the pollsters are not factoring in how many Democrats are going to be voting for you? You know, all this early voting stuff, they say, well, this many Democrats request the ballots, this many Republicans. And also just the gigantic number of Republicans who have turned out to see you, the enthusiasm level. Do you think those things, the pollsters, are getting wrong?
I do think a lot of the polls are purposely wrong. I think I can almost tell you by the people that do it. The media is very dishonest. Extremely dishonest, and I think a lot of the polls are phony. I don't even think they interview people.
Right.
I think they just put out phony numbers. I do think this, after the debates, I think my numbers really started to go up well. And then I did a series for the last 2 weeks only of really important speeches, I think. And, 20,000, 25,000 people, 31,000 people were showing up to these speeches. You saw yesterday, you saw the kind of crowds we're getting, and I said, something's happening here. Something incredible is happening here. And I'll tell you, the enthusiasm and the love in those rooms, in those arenas, they're really arenas. I mean, in New Hampshire last night, it was a tremendous arena, beautiful arena. And same thing. We had a big convention center last night in Michigan, but they're packed. I mean, you have thousands of people. We had last night in Michigan, we had 10,000 people outside that couldn't get in. 10,000 people.
Wow.
So it's been amazing. So I said something's happening.
Right.
Something's really going on.
Without a doubt, something is going on. It is a movement. We have said consistently that Donald Trump has tapped into an ephemeral nerve, I guess, so to speak, of the voter politic. And, here it is. It's all come down to this. Voting is just about all underway. And, here it is, this opportunity for our country. If we're going to have the change, if we're going to, I believe, reclaim some of that which has been lost over the years, do we have an opportunity here? Is there a real opportunity to turn things around and, as Donald Trump would say, truly make America great again? Well, I encourage everybody within our listening voice here in 280 plus markets across this country, around the world, even those of you that have an ability to vote, to do so. If you're going to the polling stations, check with a neighbor. Make sure that they're all set, that there's no excuse for them not to be able to get down. You've got an extra seat there in the car. Put them in it. And get the vote out there. It is absolutely important that we participate in the direction in getting this country righted. The big reason I think that 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track is because probably 7 out of 10 of us have been asleep on the wheel. We've been disengaged with our government. And that's not the way it's supposed to work. And our next guest coming up, Bill Fetter, will encourage us and, again, remind us of the historic America, our founding principles, a government of, for, and by we the people. And that is a powerful sentence when you think about it, but when you really think about its total implication, what it says is that, if it's of and for and by us, that means we have to stay engaged. We can't become disengaged because we have lost so much of what I believe are the founding principles enumerated in our Constitution, in our Bill of Rights. We've allowed that to be, in a sense, kind of stolen away from us. And lessened, and this was never the intent of our founding fathers, but we knew that because of our human nature, that we would get lax and there could be a rise of elitism. And that's exactly what we have today. But we have a chance today on Election Day 2016 to turn this around. So jump on in. All hands are required. Welcome aboard. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our mission, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. It requires all hands on deck. Welcome aboard. Glad you could join us. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour with us right now. The one, the only William Federer, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage, also a former U.S. congressional candidate. Bill, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Hey, you remember the feelings, Election Day, being a former U.S. congressional candidate, the butterflies, having done everything you could do, the best job, you laid it out all out there on the campaign trail, and then you got voting day, right?
Right, and then you have to have your lawyers ready to challenge the voter fraud attempts.
Yeah, that's sad. That is sad that we're here. And the thing is, Bill, is that one side believes that there is voter fraud. I think there's empirical evidence to support that. And the other side just says there's no voter fraud existing whatsoever. But yet people still get arrested and they get convicted for it. So tell me, what's the truth here?
Well, I ran for Congress three times. Twice was against Dick Gephardt. He was the Nancy Pelosi. He was the House Minority Leader. Right. And it was the most expensive congressional race in Missouri history. So he spent over, combined, $9 million, and we spent over $3 million. And we had the top three members of Congress come in, Dick Armey and J.C. Watts and Dick and Dennis Hastert. And we had Chuck Norris do a commercial for me and Ted Nugent and endorsements from Pat Boone to Art Linkletter to, I mean, it was a big deal. Judge Roy Moore, Phyllis Schlafly, Alan Keyes all came in. And anyway, on Election Day, we would get a phone call that my name was left off the ballot in five wards in the city of St. Louis. People went in to vote for me. My name wasn't there. And then when we, you know, made all the phone calls, this was, some oversight, and we'll just tell everybody to come back and vote again. Well, how are you going to tell people to come back and vote? And it's just set up for voter fraud, because you can have everybody say, well, gee, I didn't. And then the next year I ran, they left people's names off the registered voter list. So supposedly people went in to vote, and their name wasn't on the voter list. Mm-hmm. And so the Democrats brought a lawsuit to keep the polls open. Mm-hmm. And they filed in the name of Robert D. Odom. And they went ahead and left the polls open, and it was madhouse, in downtown St. Louis. People were stretched around the block. And the next day we found out that Robert D. Odom died 2 years earlier.
Oh,
it was all a farce. Yeah. And then they said, we'll look into it. I mean, here's a judge ordering the polls to stay open because of this guy.
For the sake of the dead guy.
And so if you remember, there was, Senator Kit Bond, and he was, angry, and John Ashcroft was was on the ballot that year, as well as myself. And then another time, I have three counties in my district, and there was the city of St. Louis, and then the St. Louis County, and then Jefferson County. Mm-hmm. And so I was polled ahead of time as having overwhelmingly win Jefferson County, and that would put me over the top. And so on election day, I'm at the biggest precinct, Guffey Elementary School, and I'm shaking thousands of hands. That night, we're at our victory party, right? And a phone call rings, and it's our volunteer at the Jefferson County Board of Election checking off all the precincts, making sure their votes got in. And she says they can't find boxes of ballots, and one of the precincts they can't find is Guffey Elementary School. I go, what? Well, yeah, they can't find it. I'm like, I stood in front of that polling place all day, and they can't. And so I said, well, who's in charge there? Well, some 80-year-old lady, and she went home at 10 o'clock, and this is like 11 o'clock. And I said, well, what, you know, and so our volunteer makes a big enough stink, and they go to the basement, they find the box, they bring it up on a cart. Well, the law says that every box of ballots to be in full view of a Democrat-Republican election judge until it's counted. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody saw one person bringing this, you know, big metal box up on a cart, and
so validated all those votes.
Yeah, well, and so while all this confusion is going on, the TV comes on, and my opponent announced that he won. Like, they didn't even count an entire county, and he announced that he won, and all the reporters are there. Are you going to concede? I'm like, no. And so the next day, we have a friend. He's an attorney that was helping us with the campaign, Grant Johnston. Mm-hmm. And he starts making phone calls to the FEC, to the FBI. He says, this is either voter fraud or at least gross negligence. How can you? And the next day, they find him dead.
Wow.
And very similar to Andrew Breitbart, right? He was mm-hmm. in his early 40s, and he was healthy and single, and he just didn't wake up and, you know, had not had any health problems ahead of time. And, you know, we started asking questions, and, you know, there was mixed answers as to the cause. And but when there's a certain mindset of a political party that their agenda is so important that anything it takes to win.
Yes.
Now, that was over 12 years ago. All I can say is they've perfected their methods even more. I spent years with Phyllis Schlafly, mm-hmm. and she had her volunteers compiling stories of voter fraud. They were sending them in from all around the country. You know, somebody in Texas and would have, immigrants doing lawn care, mm-hmm. And then one day finds her mailbox filled full of voter cards for all these illegal immigrants.
Right.
And, they have all their names on them, and they said, well, what did you do? They go, oh, somebody came by and said to fill these out, and we told them that we weren't citizens, and they said, well, this will help you become a citizen. And they said, well, we don't have a permanent address. Well, just use this address here, and then you can go by and collect them out of their mailbox. The system has been set up for honest people.
Yes.
And once you get a certain mindset that their agenda is so important to them that they're willing to be dishonest, the system falls apart because it's not designed for dishonest people.
Mm.
And there's 101 ways to do voter fraud. And then when you get to the computers, there's only three companies that make electronic voting machines. One of them, I think it's ES&S, is owned by George Soros.
Yes.
And the other ones are not even owned by American companies. And mm-hmm. there's all kinds of cases of, you know, calibrating the machines and
Diebold machine I saw it displayed that it takes about 20 seconds to rig the software in it. It's a real quick deal. They can, and this has been done. If you don't know, you just trust that, I hit the button and, I need to get through the line and move on. I'm not going to double check, you know, what it displays. But it was showing that you'd vote for, Bill Federer and Hillary Clinton's name would come up, you know.
Well, the hope is that we overwhelm the polling place with the right votes and maybe, you know, Lord willing, that'll make up for the percentage of voter fraud.
Exactly. Well, that's what we can hope for. But, hey, the Democrats insist it doesn't happen. But again, this latest Veritas video this season. It demonstrated one of their key operatives, Bob Kramer. And he said, look, we've been busting them for 50 years and we're not about to stop now, right? Our conversation with Bill Fetter continues. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
This is what America is, my friend.
Thank you all, and thanks to Take Me and the state. And I think us is ready to go to war.
Out of touch with reality, comes out of Hollywood, bring it back 5 or 6 songs. And we kick her to the dome.
She deserved it. She a real shit. She a flirt back. Taking off her skirt. Let her wear my shirt. But she leaves. I call one time for my LA sisters. One time for my
lame nigga.
This is what America is, my friend.
Don't say love. I tell her do whatever I say.
She hears those words. I won't use the words. I won't even address the words. Those words were disgusting. If I ever said those words that Jay-Z said or that Beyonce said the other night, you know what would happen to me?
This is what America is, my friend. Poverty, racism, the urgent need for criminal justice reform.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You know, Bill Fetter, boy, I tell you, you know, you can't even be shocked anymore with the boldness and the disconnect. I mean, here you've got Beyonce and Jay-Z with this raw kind of language, and you've got a presidential candidate saying this is what America is. Really? I mean, this is what we're all about, is this kind of language and incivility?
Well, what is the strategy is Saul Alinsky. So Hillary Clinton did her senior thesis at Wellesley College on Saul Alinsky. And, of course, the current president was an organizer with the Saul Alinsky people in Chicago. Who was Saul Alinsky? He rode around with Al Capone's hitman, Frank Nitti, in Chicago, and saw how all you had to do was kill a few people, smash a few windows, and the whole neighborhood would submit to the mob and pay extortion protection money. And so Saul Alinsky applied this to politics, and he says the community organizer's job is to create the issues or the problems. The community organizer must rub raw the resentments of the people of the community, fan the flames of hostility to the point of overt expression. Because if there's no controversy, the people are not motivated enough to act. So what it is the intentional stirring up of racism, of class warfare, of crises. Why? Because when there's a big enough crisis, you have the people begging for a strong leader to come in and restore order. And so Machiavelli is the one who is credited with coming up with this concept. Who is he? Well, 500 years ago, Italy was not Italy. Italy was a bunch of city-states. Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, Siena, and they all had armies and navies and fought. And Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop the infighting. So he writes a book called The Prince, where he advocates the ends justifies the means. The end of one prince controlling all of Italy is such a good end, because it'll stop this infighting, that any means necessary to get there is justified. Like Cheat Steel. So if a prince conquers a city, they would hate him. But if the prince pays criminals to kill cows and burn barns and create domestic crisis and terror, the people would cry out for help. The prince would come in and kill the very criminals he bribed. Nobody would know the better for it, and everyone would praise the prince as a hero. And so it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. Exactly. You go around the back of the house and set it on fire, and then you go around the front of the house, sell them a fire extinguisher, and they'll pay anything for it and thank you for being there. So it's called Machiavellianism, where you create or capitalize on a crisis to consolidate control. And so this Machiavellian strategy is never let a good crisis go to waste. And
we've heard that, right? Yes.
And so it's wanting to have domestic tensions and racism. Why? I talked with Ed Meese, the former attorney general, and he said wherever they have these riots in these cities and they bring accusations of racism, the Department of Justice comes in and sets up oversight over the local police departments. And with their big thumb, they come in, and it's permanent.
Yes.
And what happens is the police departments transition from a bottom-up form of government where the sheriff looks to all the citizens that elected him to a top-down where the sheriff's afraid the attorney general is going to file charges against him and put him in jail. And so basically it's causing a polarity shift. It's causing all these local police departments, and whether in Charlotte, whether in Milwaukee, in Baltimore, and Ferguson, to end up becoming arms of the federal government. In other words, it's given the president a standing army.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. Bill, I wanted to go back and just again give you a chance to summarize what we were talking about in terms of voting. It reminds me of the time that Paul got some bad porridge. And he understood that there was poison in the porridge, and immediately got good porridge to dilute the bad porridge and make it edible. And this is what we're faced with here in America. We've got a lot of bad porridge, and the only way that we can neutralize it is by having good votes out there to offset it, right?
Right. And so I talked about the voter fraud stories, and I always like to counter that with they do voter fraud, and it's a percentage of the vote. The way to counter that is you have to have an overwhelming voter turnout on our side.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want people to say, well, there's voter fraud, I'm not going to vote. No. We want to overwhelm it because they can't do complete voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke with someone who was with the National Republican Party, and I'm like, why isn't the National Republican Party warning people about voter fraud? He says there was a case about 20 years ago, and the Republicans were trying to stop voter fraud, and the Democrats brought charges of voter intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
If they were taking pictures at the voting place to compare the pictures with, so to see if somebody was.
Yeah, let's not talk about a Black Panther with a baton sitting there as a part of the welcoming team, right, at a voting station. But
right, and then comparing the faces to see, hey, this same person voted at three or four other voting places. And so they said, well, gee, you taking pictures is intimidating. Anyway, part of the settlement was that the National Republican Party could not mention at all anything about voter fraud for the next 20 years. And so if they do mention it, then it could be extended another 20 years. And so the National Party is doing zero, absolutely nothing to try to I asked this person, I said, well, what's happening? He says, it has to be on the local level. It has to be local people saying, hey, I saw something suspicious that happened at my voting place. I pressed the button for Sharon Engel in Nevada, and it came up Harry Reid on the computer screen, and that's happened numerous times. And the person says, oh, well, just use this other computer. It's like, okay, I'll use the other computer. Then afterwards they come back and they say, well, that other one is still there, and other people are still using it.
Why? Exactly.
You know, and so if you see something, that the answer is to call somebody, call Bill Martinez Live,
yes,
WorldNet Daily, or one of these news organizations that will document it. Why? Because if the if there's enough stories of suspicious things happening, then there can be challenges brought legally to the voting results, and at least it'll get thrown into the courts. Now, will we win in the courts? Well, I don't know. It depends.
We got to give it a shot, Bill Federer. And if you see anything out there, you can send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and you better believe we'll follow up on it. Bill Federer, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, and former, or we should say, three-time U.S. congressional candidate. Bill, as always, honored to have you with us.
It started at Uncle Mike. A little tickle in my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Appreciate Bill Federer coming on and bringing some perspective to Election Day 2016. I would encourage you with all my heart not to get discouraged. Okay, like anything, you've got to go all the way to the finish line. You're going to hear a lot about voter fraud. You're going to hear voter intimidation. There's already news stories on that breaking. Don't get discouraged. Keep your eye on the ball. It's like that old saying, you know, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. Our goal is to get this country back on track, and in order for that to happen, that means we, the people, have to stand up. We've got to take a bold stand and take this country back. If that's really what you want. If not, then just stay on the couch. Don't participate. Don't get involved. We'll lose your vote. And all these other shenanigans that are being done across this country in terms of voter fraud, as Bill pointed out, this is why we need to overwhelm the system with good votes. It's to offset the shenanigans that are taking place. I mean, there's a situation already reported where a woman tried to cast a vote for a dead person twice. I guess one time wasn't bad enough. That person, I guess, wouldn't vote the right way. Figure they had to do it twice. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's just absolute insanity that is going along with this. But, hey, look, this is our country. This is about we the people. And, again, I would encourage you, make sure you get out there and vote today. It is time for the Good News Girl, because we need some good news. I mean, I understand. Look, we can get heavy into the politics, and, you know, sometimes you feel like, you know, we're getting our brains bruised here. You know, but this is the kind of the thing that you can't with politics in our country. You just can't come in for a season and then check out. It is, like I said, a government of, for, and by, we the people, which really more than implies, it clearly states that, look at this country, if it's going to run correctly, then we the people need to be involved. But hey, it is time for Samantha Mills Mao, Good News Girl, who reports on the most popular viral videos from the internet. Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. I'm actually in a really good morning mood this morning after reading all these, you know, wonderful stories and reviewing them for you. I just, you know, it's nice to take a break from election for a little bit. You know, I cast my vote last week, and now it's time to focus on something else for just a minute, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I like the first story. A bullied student writes about a senior who bought him new shoes. Now, tell us about this.
Okay, this is Greenwood High School down in South Carolina, and a senior named Tay Moore noticed that another student named Taylor Bates was getting picked on. Now, Taylor, he goes by the rap name Eazy-E, and he's trying to, you know, kind of do his thing in the rap world, but he kept getting picked on by other students for the way he dressed. So Tay decided to do something about it. He went up to the other young man and said, you know, what size shoe do you wear? And Taylor didn't know why he was asking, but the next day, Tay showed up and had, Tay and Taylor.
Yes.
Tay showed up with some Jordans, which there were retro one Jordans, which was like a really cool pair of sneakers for those of you who might not know what the Jordans are. But
these are the kind of sneakers people, you know, wait around buildings for hours, endless hours to get their hands on, right?
Oh, exactly. So,
and then they pay an inordinate amount of money for them as well. So, yes. Yeah. This is
That's
quite the
great.
Gift. Yeah.
So this is a really cool pair of sneakers. And so they took a picture together, and it just really meant a lot to the guy. He's like, did you want me to pay you back for these? He's like, no, I just wanted you to have them. And if anybody else picks on me or picks on you, you let me know. Mm. And, you know, something that is not the main point of the story, but I think it's interesting to notice, because this is the United States of America. The young man who bought the shoes was African-American, and the young man who received the shoes was white. And it just, you know, nobody cared. It was just about love and looking out for each other. And I think that's just part of what made it a great story.
Yeah, what a great story. You're right. We got a 12-year-old turned sadness upside down by sewing teddy bears for sick children. What's this about?
That's right. Campbell Ramis is from Australia, and he actually started sewing about 3 years ago. He's a self-taught sewer, and he started making teddy bears. Since then, he's made about 800, which he gives to children at hospitals there. He just goes around giving them away. Each bear is unique. And he had actually made his first bear for his dad, who had cancer. Mm. And cancer patients, you know, stress makes it worse.
Right.
So he gave him the bear, hoping that, you know, that would kind of alleviate some of the stress. And his dad said, you know, there's a lot of magic in Campbell. There's a little magic in this bear, but there's a lot of magic in Campbell. And, you know, he's been getting requests like crazy. He had over 30 million views on his video.
Wow.
After he'd been doing this for 3 years, it just took off. So
well, good for him. This guy's starting an international business here. That's awesome.
He is.
Hey, now we got a little girl using Google to translate to ask a new student to sit with her. Break that down for us.
Well, I love this story because, you know, it's always difficult to start off in a new school. But for his first few days of elementary school in California, Rafael Anaya actually didn't speak to anybody. He couldn't speak English yet. He had just moved here from Mexico.
Mm.
And, you know, he was having a hard time navigating through class. You know, I mean, that's difficult for anybody. Mm. So one of his young classmates took notice. Her name's Amanda Moore. And she went up to talk to him and realized he didn't speak English very well. When she realized that, she came home and wrote on Google Translate a note asking him to sit with her at lunch and had it translated to, you know, broken Spanish and handed it to him. And when she gave him the note the next day, the whole class ended up clapping and cheering, and they said they're going to be friends forever. and, you know, I thought this was a special thing, because my husband actually moved here from China when he was just in middle school.
Wow.
And I remember him saying how difficult it was, you know, coming to a new country and not being able to speak the language. And, of course, he speaks perfect English now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that was middle school is hard for everybody, or elementary school can be difficult for everybody. But, you know, it's because of people like this young girl, Amanda Moore.
Well, and this is the thing, you know, I think, and you bring up a good point here relevant to immigration and, you know, the kids that are affected, you know, by, you know, by this. They come here to this country. They can't speak the language. They're, you know, they've got to be in school. So they put them in school. And this is a very tough deal. And for this young man, to endure this, you know, to go through this process, you know, sometimes you can step away from, you know, the politicization of the whole immigration situation. And sometimes you just got to stop and think about, you know, what is happening with these kids. And, you know, and because of this kid, you know, this little girl reaching out and accepting him, you know, could this be life changing for this young man? You know, would this keep him from making choices that, you know, help promote an assimilation into this country and participating in a positive way? I think something like this goes a long way to that.
Oh yeah. And giving him the boost of confidence that he needs to, you know, pursue his, new life here in America. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had been coming home, whenever he was giving an interview, he had been coming home crying every day.
Well, yeah,
and then, you know, this girl reached out to him, and I'm sure it changed everything. I'm sure it changed him from dreading school to looking forward to it.
Exactly. You got that, and then you got, you know, the effect it has on his parents, certainly.
That's right.
This is another sweet story. You got a boy saying goodbye, his final goodbye, to his 91-year-old best friend who lived next door. Tell us about that, Sam.
That's right. You know, Erling Kingdom, he was actually a World War II veteran, and he had lived next door to the Reisner family for about a decade, but then Emmett came along. And when he was about 2 years old, he began going over to Erling's backyard while he was out there gardening his tomatoes, and the two just bonded. He was 89, and the little boy was 2. And for the past 2 years, they stayed friends even through a couple moves. And, you know, unfortunately, Erling passed away recently, but it wasn't without getting the chance to say goodbye. So his first story went viral with them becoming friends, and it's going viral again with the two men saying goodbye to each other. It's the man and young boy saying goodbye.
Well, and this story and the others that we talked about, not to mention the ones in the previous week, they're at Sam's Corner at our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, appreciate you checking it out. I appreciate you checking it out. And let us know if you've got any ideas as well. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, thank you. Appreciate it. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Avon. As a company that's empowered and launched more female bosses than any other brand in the past century, Avon recently commissioned a nationwide survey, which revealed that 77% of women say they would love to be or love being their own boss. The top reasons why were cited as the flexibility to set their own hours, no one telling them what to do, more money, and less office politics. The survey was conducted in conjunction with Avon's exciting new advertising campaign, This is Boss Life, which celebrates the flexibility, freedom, and financial opportunity of becoming an Avon representative. Avon wants to empower women everywhere to take a step beyond the typical 9-to-5 work life and say hello to the boss life, because nothing is more beautiful than succeeding on your own terms. Avon is a leading social selling beauty company in North America. For more information on the Avon opportunity, visit sellavon.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. We're coming at you, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only John LeBoutelier, American political columnist, pundit, former Republican member of the United States House of Representatives from New York, author of Harvard Hates America, and host of the Political Insiders with Pat Caddell and Doug Schoen. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Bill, good morning. I'm well on this big day, and
it is a big day, huh?
My time. I'm in New York, you know. Yeah. I voted at my 6 a.m.
Okay, good.
And I got there like at 3 minutes after 6, and man, that place is already filling up. In good cheer, people in good mood. But, you know, I'm hearing it everywhere. Big turnouts everywhere. Huge
exactly.
Turnout in early voting. So, who knows?
Well, John, after all the punditry and innuendo, the mud throwing and everything else, it's time for the people to step up, right, and decide what kind of government they want.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of the system. Mm-hmm. And they are stepping up. They are voting. And I did a speech in the evening yesterday here in New York, and some woman there asked me, she said, well, what about the concession when it's over? I said, well, the history, the tradition in America is obviously the loser calls the winner, congratulates the winner, says, I pledge my loyalty to you and my support. And then after the phone call, they go out to their crowd. The loser does first, usually, it's a tradition, and concedes publicly and says the same thing. It says, I just called so-and-so and had a good talk. And I know you're all disappointed, not disappointed, but for the sake of the country, we got to move forward as Americans first. Now, that's their tradition. Mm-hmm. And this woman was asking me, will that happen tonight? And, of course, the issue is, if Trump loses, will he call Hillary? Will he concede to Hillary? Will he publicly admit he lost? Or will he deny it and say it's rigged?
It's rigged,
Yeah, and what is disturbing about Trump is he plays sports, you know, and that's why every kid should play sports in school. Forget whether you're never going to be a pro athlete. Mm. It's to learn the things on the playing field and the court and all that you can't learn in the classroom. And one of them is how to lose and how to win. Mm. And how to be gracious in defeat and magnanimous in victory. And
exactly.
Trump has shown himself to be hideous. When he won when the convention was over in Cleveland on that Thursday, Friday morning he had a press conference there where he went after Ted Cruz and John Kasich and said, I'm going to have a super PAC and go after these guys. Now, he's just beaten them. He's become the nominee. And the guy's obsessed with payback against them.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a gracious winner. And what he's going to be like if he's a loser tonight, we're going to find out. But I dread it, actually.
Well, I think that a lot of people have anticipated that, and maybe to the point that it's just raising attention. You know, like anything, John, if that's your focus, then you're going to draw that out even more. I mean, Fox has been enamored with asking, you know, that question, which started back in the first debate, and then Chris Wallace again asked it. And there are certain things that should happen, as you say. They just should happen because that's the way it's tradition it is. But when you go to a guy like Donald Trump, I mean, you're just, you know, you're feeding the beast. You know, you're just exacerbating the problem because regardless of what Donald Trump says or does, it's his people. It's the people that have committed, you know, many months and days and, resources to this movement and to his campaign.
Yeah.
They're the ones that need to be quelled, and I don't think that unlike Bernie Sanders' group, which the millennials, when they had to deal with reality and realized they got worked, they just kind of shrugged and went off into the sunset. I think Trump's followers are going to be they're going to be different. So regardless of what Trump may say, you've got too many people out there that are going to they want to get this country back in their hands again. That's what they're they feel like they've lost their country.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not dumping on his supporters. And neither are you.
No.
I'm just saying that in order to have the system work right, there's going to be a winner and there's going to be a loser. And
right. The
loser and the winner need to acknowledge that we're Americans first and Republicans and Democrats second. And even if we've said bad things about each other, you got to put that behind you for the sake of the country. We cannot continue ripping each other apart.
Well, that's a true test of leadership, isn't it, John? I mean, right out the bat, can you bring the people together after something so bitterly fought as this 2016 election has been?
Well, we're going to find out.
Right.
I have my doubts. You know, I think that the our side, my side of the political aisle, the Republican voter, really loathes Hillary Clinton. And if she wins this thing, she's going to have half the country hating her from the get-go, and I don't know how much of that she can win over. Mm-hmm. If she wins tonight, she's won because of Trump. They're coming out to this turnout today could be in part among Latinos and women anyway, anti-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump did that, not Hillary.
Right. But his Latino numbers, though, the people that are voting for him, from what I heard the last time, I mean, they're up there pretty high. I mean, they're higher than John Kerry's. I don't know that they'll rival George W. Bush, but I mean, I'm hearing numbers that look better than what John Kerry experienced.
Well, I don't know. I mean, my prediction has been all along that what is going to win this thing tonight for Hillary, if she wins it, is going to be huge Latino turnout, all voting against Trump. I don't think he's getting good numbers among Latino voters. I don't believe it. I think I'll give you an example. In Florida, starting in the summer, the Hillary people started canvassing what they call a low propensity voters. These are people who are registered, but they don't vote every election.
Right.
And they went after the Hispanic ones in Florida. And when they started canvassing door to door, they had literature to give to these people, right? And in the literature were pictures of Donald Trump. And they noticed that when the voter opened the front door and the campaign workers started in on it in Spanish and pulled out the literature. As soon as the voter saw the picture of Trump, they slammed the door shut because they thought these people who were coming to their front door were from the Trump campaign.
Right, right.
Or were coming after them somehow. Mm-hmm. And they loathe and fear Trump and the deportation force and all that stuff, mm-hmm. that they slammed the door shut. So the Hillary people trashed all the literature, got new literature, no Trump pictures, nothing, and have been working those voters for mm-hmm. months. And that is why you have huge early voting in Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, Florida, 71%. And the turnout among Hispanics is higher than it's ever been and a higher percentage than it's ever been. I don't believe that's coming out for Trump. That's coming out to screw Trump. Mm-hmm. That's coming out because he called them rapists and murderers, and they're coming to punish him. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Well,
it's a trend, man. It's mm-hmm. a trend.
Yeah.
We had it with Romney with the self-deportation. The Republican Party has been on a downward slope when they knew after 2012 when they did that autopsy that we had to change our approach to Latino voters and women and young people. And here we've nominated a guy who's radioactive to women, Latinos, and young people. It's really pathetic.
Well, what happens with the Republican Party here, John? Let's say Trump wins. What happens to the Republican Party?
If Trump wins,
yes.
Well, if Trump wins tonight, we're going to keep the House for sure anyway, either way.
Right.
We'll keep the House, and we'll probably keep the Senate if he wins
mm-hmm.
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got the whole ball of wax, and we got to do something with it. We've got to do something good with it.
Well, but the party itself, the very heart of the party, which I think has, been trying to get, really get behind a message. And, this is why they've had a hard time, even coming alongside Trump. And I understand he's not been, the easiest person to get behind because he hasn't been necessarily cooperative. I appreciate that he's created some damage here, but the Republican Party has been saying for a long time they needed to spread out the tent pegs, be more inclusive, and to some degree some might argue with the number of votes that he got during the primary, more than probably any other Republican in the modern era, he's done that.
There's no doubt. I mean, no one's doubting that he. But the thing is, he's not really a Republican. He's not a conservative. But suddenly he's earned that mantle as the head of the movement and the party.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wins, and he's got a Republican House and Senate, the party is existent, and it's going to have to do something now with the power, or else it will be hurt by it.
Exactly.
So what is he mm-hmm. going to do? Is he mm-hmm. going to do something to unleash the economy, hopefully, and make more jobs to the private sector? If he does all that, it'll all be good. I would tell you, though, if he were to win this thing, I think he would be, he'll have a hard time within the first year with the Republicans in the Congress. Because, as I say, Trump's not really a Republican. And when he's free to do what he wants, his instincts are not to be a Republican. He's always been a big government guy.
Mm-hmm.
He always was.
Wow.
He was always a socially liberal, a big government guy with sort of neocon instincts on foreign policy. And I don't think that'll sell anymore if he tries it.
Well, John Leboutelier, host of the Political Insiders with Pat Caddell and Doug Schoen. You're going to have a lot to talk about this Sunday, no doubt, John. Thank you so much for being with us.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Wave, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Wave has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy. No. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.